good. And but I barely even like touching it to open the door because I'm afraid the thing's going to snap off. So,
Better shows why I had a reproduction of the handle portion of it.
Oh.
And it's better because the original ones are pop metal.
Yeah.
His are aluminum.
Oh, do you still have them or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Go on the site, you'll find them there.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. So, I what I'm getting at for Don is what I did. I don't even use my Bargman to lock my trailer. I installed a deadbolt. So
Yeah,
right
we do
above,
those all the time.
yeah, right above it, I have a deadbolt. It's a modern deadbolt. At the time, I had keyed it to the same key as my house, so that just if I have my house keys, I can get into my trailer. I had since
Sure.
changed my house, but so that's how I lock my trailer. If we're camping and we're going to be gone for the day, I just lock the deadbolt. The Bargman just sits there looking pretty.
It just operates as a door latch
Yep.
to keep the door closed when you're inside.
Exactly. And the deadbolt, of course, as we know, is the suicide door from committing suicide when you're trailering down the road. So it's a nice to
Yeah.
have anyways. So my suggestion to Don would be to, if you can keep that Bargman 100 working, you said you could clean it up. I think you'd be more satisfied keeping that original clean look, and then you can get a deadbolt, and they do have Bluetooth deadbolts. So you get the deadbolt, you install it like any other deadbolt, and they have the Bluetooth ones where you can walk up with the phone in your pocket, or you take the phone out, or you can open it remotely as long as your trailer has Wi-Fi, and use the access to get in and out with the deadbolt and keep the Bargman unlocked and just
Yeah.
use a deadbolt. That's what I would do in your situation, I think.
Yeah, that's probably be the safest thing to do.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have to sort of bugger up the door to do this. On the deadbolts, and I'm sure with this Bluetooth deadbolt too, but the deadbolts actually get mounted in the body of the trailer.
Yeah.
Because we do modifications for deadbolts for Vintage Trailer Supply, and so the portion that's actually doing the locking is actually a 3/8-inch stainless steel bolt with the head cut off and whatnot. So it's you don't have to cut this giant hole in the door or in the door frame or door jamb, I guess.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing the Bluetooth variants may be capable of modifications, it would be my hope.
Yeah, well, it's just a standard mechanism. It's just it's probably got a little motor. I haven't purchased one, but I see them. They're all on Amazon all over the place. But now, funny enough, you said like I've seen deadbolts mounted in the wall, the next to the door, and then the mechanism goes into the door. Well, when Airstream installed mine, because Airstream factory in Jackson Center, they installed my deadbolt in the door.
Of
And
course they do.
yeah. And then something happened, or I didn't, or I don't know. I wanted to change it for some reason, and so I just replaced it, but I had to cut the shaft down so it fit in the. And so that's fun, cutting the shaft of a lock that's not supposed to be easy to cut,
Right.
in half. That's why you do the de that's why you do the bolt, I guess, the actual unnatural bolt. But yeah, just keep that in mind, Don. But yeah, I think that's how I'd tackle it. You get the more security and your wireless entry that you're asking about.
Right, and you're not going to put as big a load on the L100 either.
Exactly, and it's easy to, when you if you ever get rid of it, it's can go with it, or you can just slap another deadbolt in there, just a plain Jane one, and it doesn't look like it's hacked up.
Yeah, our goal is always to make it look like we were never there.
Yes, exactly. So, thanks, Don. Appreciate that. Let us know how that turns out, which one you decide to go with. Okay, so this next one is a email, or a John used our contact us page.